Hello, everyone. It's Thankful Thursday. It's February the 8th. The year is 2024. Welcome to Strands of Wisdom here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Kay and I are so glad y'all chose to be here today and to invite us into your homes. We will be sharing with you the first part of the show. Then, after the break, we'll be taking questions out of the chat room. If you're new to the platform, if you'll go up to the From the 12radio.com page, look for the word chat and click there, and that'll invite you in because it is a private chat room. And if you have a question for us or comment, feel free to put your information in there, and we'll get to your questions after the second or into the second half. Let's see. Yeah, for those of you who are new to our show this afternoon, my name is Peggy, and I'm a 12 advisor, and my co-host is Kay Dragon. Hey Kay, welcome back.
Hey, thank you. I'm also an advisor, and I do some stuff on 1-2 Academy, some classes there, some channelings.
And she's very good at it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And
I'm glad you're
I'm
back.
thinking about setting up a new a new one here pretty soon. Things have just been so intense. The energies have been so intense. It seems like it's been forever since I've been here. And it was what, Christmas time, we took that break.
Wow,
And then
I missed you.
oh.
You were missed.
Yeah.
You made me do it all by myself.
I know last week, but we hadn't we've decided to go forward and do every week, but we
Yeah.
hadn't decided at that point, and I already had, some plans made that I couldn't reschedule.
Oh,
So,
no problem. No
but
problem.
you but I listened to your show and it was wonderful. It
Oh,
was
well, thank
great.
you.
Yeah. And yeah, things have been, pretty intense. It seems like a whole lifetime ago. Kim is doing better. My daughter Kim, she's doing better. She had her last chemo, and she still got a bit of an infection that they're working with. But because of the surgery that they did, and her intestines kept dying. They did several surgeries because her intestines kept dying, and they had to give her a ostomy back. And she can't wait to get rid of that. So she's going to be waiting about a month, maybe. We'll see. She's very anxious to see her infectious disease doctor and her surgeon to see about getting that done as soon as possible. But they have to make sure that she's well. And it's very difficult because it's a fine line because her body has not been absorbing nutrients and such. She's so tiny. Oh my gosh, she's so tiny. I can't believe it. As soon as we get her to that balance, then she can have the surgery. And everybody's been working on her, and I appreciate it so much. And Peggy, you've been working on her a lot. We kind of had fun working on her too, huh?
We did.
Yeah. And she's just a
She's
sponge. She soaks it up.
It's really funny. Most people probably don't know the backstory, but when we first started it, Kay and I both are of the belief that if you're going to try to help someone energetically with healing, that you get their permission. And Kay, as a mom, had to ask her daughter, is this okay? She thought that Kim would be pretty open to it, but after the first couple of sessions, what Kay and I did is we said, let's just try this together. Let's do it at the same time and see if Kim can tell the difference. Well, needless to say, she felt the difference. And then Kay was kind of laughing, saying, boy, she's getting kind of greedy about it now. She needs this, she needs that. And I think it was right shortly after that, wasn't it, Kay, that we took the class with Charlie's class?
Charlie Goldsmith. I don't know if you've all heard of him. He's had a show. I don't remember which channel it was on, called The Healer. And he is just naturally a natural healer. Something came about when he was what graduating from college, I think, where he suddenly had this ability to heal people. I mean, he's never been into metaphysics or anything like that, or never taken any healing classes, but suddenly he had this ability to heal people. And he's a very interesting fellow, and we took his class. a couple weeks ago. We both did, and a lot of people did it. A lot of people were just there to be healed, you know, to learn how to do that. But it's so interesting, because him trying to explain how he does it, and I totally understand this because I have trouble teaching people. You know, people will say, "Teach me how to channel," you know, because I channel, you know, master teachers, guides, the divine. And that's a little bit different than mediumship. It's a little higher vibration. And so it's really hard to tell somebody how to do that. And he has a difficult time kind of sharing that, which tells me right there that you know, it's very powerful that there's some things that just can't be explained with
No, they
words.
just happen. It's like when you channel or when I'm doing healing, it's the same. It's not like I sit there and go, okay, now I think this and now I do that and now that feel this. It just is. It just comes through.
You know, and I keep asking, show me how to teach these people how to do this. But you know, it just comes through me very naturally. It's like somebody saying, teach me how to sing. I could never do that either with somebody. You know, I could show you some exercises, you know, to warm up, I guess, you know, that with channeling. When I do the channeling on 1-2 Academy, what we do is we go through meditation, and you know, the master teachers and guides will bring through a lot of I guess exercises through the meditation that help kind of open the group up, the group and the people, you know, individually, open them up to some things. And I don't know, I've never got a lot of feedback from people about them channeling themselves. But you know, everybody's got their busy lives and their wonderful jobs and families and stuff, and the only few have ever been really interested in and wanting to do channeling, I guess.
Well, the thing about it is, I feel, and I think you can back me on this, when it's if it's something you truly want, the right teacher will come around at the right time, or the right student will come around at the right time, and there won't be all that explaining that you don't know how to explain, because there will be unknowingness between the two of you that makes that connection. And it is, it's hard. People say, well, you know, they have, well, with the Reiki, you know, you go through, you know, a double master on it, but it's, I mean, what is it really? You know what I'm saying? It's energy. So, you know, you can call it whatever you want, and there's so many different kinds of energy out there. And even Charlie will tell you, if you listen to his speaking, do you really call it energy? What do you call it? Do you call it, you know, the divine? Do you call it the universe? Do you call it, you know, what do you actually call it? You know, so I think sometimes people get hung up on, oh, well, you do Reiki, well, you don't do this other. It's energy work. It doesn't matter. You know, so it's just a name, but it's the work, because we're all made up of energy. It's faith. And so I'm trying to, and the point I'm trying to make, I'm trying to circle back around, is the fact that after we took Charlie's class together, we kind of switch some things and how we did things. You know, we just fine-tuned it, if you will. Is that the way you'd explain it, Kay? Is it we just kind of fine-tuned how we were doing it? And we made connections with each other and saw some of the same things when we were tuning into Kay. And one of the things was, I was sending her energy, and I had set a time for it to start and all that. And I had talked to Kay to see if, you know, she'd heard from Kim. And when Kay tuned in, she said she could see my energy just sitting there, but Kim hadn't accepted it yet.
That was so interesting to see
Was
that. It
so
was just like
funny.
that letter, you know, being go to the mailbox and pick that up. And then it just dumped, all that energy just dumped, you know, once I talked to Kim, and she's, oh, okay. And it just, I could just see it dumping into there. That was beautiful. That was nice to
It
see.
was really nice. So if you guys are interested in that, something with you know, Charlie, for sure, look him up on Facebook. He does free sessions, or you know, or then he also has kind of pay what you think it's worth kind of deal. But he's very good, and he is coming to the States. I can't remember. I think it's maybe next month or the month after. But you can follow him on Facebook. It's Charlie Goldsmith. He's a young guy with a, he always wears a t-shirt. He kind of reminds me of what's his name? Something Cow on you know what I'm talking about? Simon Cow. You know how he always wore those t-shirts?
Really? Nah, I don't
No,
think so. Not their
just with the
name.
t-shirt, not with the
Oh,
face,
with the
just the
t-shirt. Yeah.
t-shirt.
He's a cutie. He
Yeah,
really is a
he
cutie.
is.
Good looking guy.
He's an Australian, is that right? Yeah. So if you guys get a chance to look him up, and like I told you last week, Kay and I've been talking. We haven't resolved how we're going to do it yet, but we're thinking about maybe setting up some time-based sessions if you're interested in getting a dual healing, if you will, from Kay and I together. So just let us know if you're interested, and then we'll see if there's enough interest there that we can, you know, maybe do a group healing or do, I don't know. Like I said, we're just putting it out there. We'll see what spirit leads us to, right?
Right, exactly.
And talking about energy, I don't know about you, but I think it's been really weird. Yesterday was really bizarre for me. I got up and I just felt totally discombobulated. I mean, just totally almost out of body. And I realized I was really out of body. I was driving to work. I go to work real early in the morning. I get there at 4:45 a.m. And I went to work a way that I hardly ever go. And it's all these stoplights, you know. But I was bebopping just like I thought I was on the highway, I guess. And I felt myself out of my body, telling my body that was sitting in the car, "Oh my God, that's a red light. You just ran a red light." And I was like, "Oh my God." And I was like, "Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God." And I was saying all these prayers and such gratitude that A, I didn't hit somebody else, and B, nobody hit me. And C, I didn't get a ticket, you know. But
That
I
would be a
never,
bad ticket.
bad, real bad
You'd have to
ticket.
do some tap dancing around
Well,
that
it's like, you
officer,
know,
please.
we were just talking about, you know, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I mean, I drove with a lead foot. I mean, I drove like a bat out of hell. And then, you know, my 40s and 50s, I kind of slowed it down a little bit, not much. But then in my 60s, definitely in my 60s, it's been more like, what's the hurry? You know? So I really shocked me that I ran a red light. And then I got to work, and there was twice now that I thought that I saw somebody come through. And when I go to replay the video, because everything's under video, I don't see the, they just disappear. So it's been, it's been weird.
Ooh, maybe you've had visitors, you know, from the other side coming into
I guess,
the
yeah, I just
club.
couldn't picture this person. I mean, they were very distinct when they, I know it's a person. I just think there's a glitch in the system there when I go to back it up. So we'll see. If they come in tomorrow, that's it. But I was, Kay and I have been talking about this. I saw we have a coworker, one to listen, Tamara Childs. So if you
Yes,
guys look
Tamara,
her
she's
up,
lovely.
yeah, she's just an amazing individual. And she does energy. Does she do energy work too? I know she's an astrologer. I don't know if she does
She does,
energy.
I think she does everything. She's wonderful.
Yeah, she's just a beautiful heart. But she wrote this, so I'm going to read you what she said, because I'm not an astrologer by any means. I know full, I get affected by full moons and new moons, the energy. I can tell when it's shifting. So here she said, it's a mid-weekly energy update. And she just wrote this, I think it was yesterday. She goes, it's a weird moment when we are approaching a zingy stellium in Aquarius. Genius is afoot. This week, we focus our energies on those important deadlines and goals. The new moon is Friday. Next week, Mars moves out of exaltation and Capricorn into brainy Aquarius, and let the downloads begin. So that's a warning for next week, by the way. But first, maybe acknowledge how much you've already gotten done. Capricorn energy, which is what we've been going through, doesn't sleep. Pedal to the metal. These times are working us hard and fast. It's not easy. Parts of your life are an exhaustive effort. Chances are you're in great transformation in your life. This is the transit of, quote, "I'm not even sure who I am anymore," unquote. And boy, is that the story of my life. She goes, especially fixed signs, Aquarius, Leo, ding ding, Taurus, Scorpio, and late degree cardinals in Aries, Capricorn, Libra, and Cancer. Who are you becoming, and what are you leaving behind identity-wise? She goes, "I'm sketching the outline, you fill in the details. With Pluto in Aquarius, now joined by Mercury, soon by Mars, and the new moon at 20 degrees square Uranus. The change is absolutely atomic, volcanic, inspired, out of control, impulsive, and daring. As you manage your nerves, highly sensitive, creative person that you are, remember your spirit is moving at the speed of light, but you still need to rest, integrate, revive during these intense times." And then just say it all.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I'm thinking
And
that's simply
energy's
in
been,
next.
Now, and my daughter, Kim is a Leo too. So her, she's going to have some big changes, and this is really shaking her to the core, and she's definitely somebody else after this experience. So we'll see what comes up for you.
I know, right?
You're
Well,
talking about
then
you speeding along. I have these little visions in my head of you behind the wheel with Yogi just hanging on. Like,
well, he loves
oh
to
my
run the
God, Mom,
car.
slow down.
He loves running the car. He doesn't like passing the big trucks at all. He has a car seat, and so he ducks down in that car seat when we pass in a big truck. Like, if I duck down here, they can't see me. We're good. Or maybe
He's
he's
so
hiding because he
funny.
doesn't want them to know that I'm his mom. Maybe he's ashamed of me, my poor baby.
Hang on, Yogi. But I had vertigo. It was on Saturday, and
Oh, that's right.
I couldn't get out of the chair. I got up, and everything was just spinning. It's like the world was spinning. That there was just a strange movement. The only time I've ever had that before was on a cruise ship. I had vertigo, but not that bad. Not as bad as it was on Saturday. And I'd get up, I threw up, and the energy was just moving so weird. And I had to just sit in a chair all day. There was not much I could do. Kat sent me some exercises that really helped on YouTube. That helped quite a bit, but I still just had to stay put. And I guess that was just my day to stay put. But it just really seems like there's some wonky things going on with the earth. That's another reason why I want to do some channeling, because rationally I can look at these things, but when I channel, things go deeper and different explanations. So yeah, I'll be setting one of those up pretty soon. But the energies have been so strange. I do things like get up and I was, going to wash my face, turn the water on, and my sleeve went under the faucet. It's like, really? Really? Well, I wasn't going to get dressed yet, but I'm going to get dressed now. The cap of the
It's almost
toothpaste.
like trying to do the country two-step to a waltz. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
It's out of
yes,
sync.
it is. And it's just the mind body thing. I think that what I'm feeling is there's such a desire and a search for a higher consciousness that we're doing on a collective level, and everyone's sensitive to that, some more than others, and I think that we're just feeling that change, that shift in consciousness. And
And the lack,
it's crazy. There's a lot of chaos going on, but we need to trust that that chaos is going to take us where we need to go.
well, you hit the nail on the head earlier when we were talking too about, and I was going to remind you of it. We really need to be more grounded.
Oh, yeah.
I think that me especially, when I was younger and I was just new into, spreading my wings, so to speak, with the psychic readings and stuff like that. I mean, I loved being out of body. I mean, I could do that all day long. I mean, I was just this like, well, why be here when you can be out there, right? So it took me, I had a teacher back then who really stressed to me, Peggy, you've got to stay in body. You have to. And so she taught me, how better to, how best to, time myself here. And so, I went through probably several years without doing any astral traveling, but I've been like the last 2 weeks have been like, woo, here I go, like drive running a red light. It was like I was out of body with my body driving the car and going, oh crap, just ran a red light. It's like I knew I saw the red light thinking, oh, that's a red light. And I just blew through it like nothing.
That rule doesn't apply to me.
Maybe out of bounty it doesn't, but try tell that to a police officer and rule out. I mean,
Yeah.
I'd be in jail.
I
I'd be
used
calling
to
your law
have
enforcement.
an ex, and
Hey,
that
can
was
you
his
help
favorite thing to say. That rule doesn't apply to me.
Give them the rule number of the section and say it's not in my, it's not in my contract.
Oh my goodness. You obviously don't know who I am.
That's good.
But yeah, the healing, I've more and more people kind of gravitating towards healing. I belong to this little metaphysical church here in Denver. If you're in the Denver area, you should really check it out. First Spiritual Science Church. And it's not, there's no dogma there. It's like all religions are accepted. You don't have to take any classes. You don't have to do anything. Just show up. That's it. There's a lot of healing that happens there. And towards the end of the services, there's readings and just some wonderful people that come forward and bring their knowledge and their wisdom and the gifts. But there's been a lot more healers show up. We do have a healing program. You don't have to spend a bunch of money or anything like that to be part of it. Just be mentored and take a class on ethics and things like that to be part of it. And they open up the healing room during church service, and also on First Thursday they have a thing called First Thursday where people come and they get free readings in the audience. You can it's just by people donating money to the church, and then they have some, separate readings. I used to do that a lot, but we've trained so many good people that I can stay home. I don't like to drive at night so much anymore. But it just seems that there's so many people interested in the healing programs, and my friend Lee and I worked with my massage therapist yesterday, Julie. She's wonderful. If y'all are in Denver area and you need a good massage therapist, hit me up and I'll give you Julie's number because she's wonderful. But she's also a Reiki master, and she's never used it before because she's always been kind of shy about it. But she's just so gifted, and you can just feel the healing when she's doing the massage. So kind of gearing it more towards not well. Just sometimes I just use Reiki healing as an umbrella for everything because it's energy healing. You just go where spirit tells you to go. And we were working with her yesterday, and she was working on us, and she was working on my feet, and my feet were just, oh man, craving that grounding energy. And she told me that a lot of people this week, with massage, she's been working on their feet. I think that it's just something that we're basically all going through, because I usually don't have that many issues with my feet that happening. But I think that has a lot to do with all of us wanting and needing to ground a little bit.
Because the energy's been so scattered. I got out of the habit when I moved to California several years ago. I couldn't tell my spirit to stay, that I need to be grounded. I couldn't tell the angels ground me. I couldn't do it because they would take me literally. And as an example, I worked from 11 o'clock at night till 7 in the morning at Amazon there in California. And we, the as late employees, we had to park down this one section, which means you had to walk like equivalent of two blocks up to get to the security door where you could be admitted in. But what they and they had the speed bumps in the parking lot, right? But they hadn't painted them, and they didn't have lights out there, right? And so I had gone to work saying, "Okay, come on, God and angels, I really need you to help me get me grounded because I was totally out of it, So, I mean, I knew no sooner thought that just please ground me than I hit that speed bump and I landed. And at that time, I had very large breasts and I landed breast first on the pavement and then hit my head and then my nose. And it hurt. And I was embarrassed. I was humiliated. And I jumped up real fast and kept on going. I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. And then the next time I said, ground me, I tripped and fell again. So I thought, you know what? To heck with that. So now when my energy gets scattered, I say, come on, get back in your body. Get back
Put a
where you
grounding stone in your pocket, you know
belong. Yeah, I
what
just, that word grounding, even though
happened.
I know what it's for. So angels, you hear me. I'm not asking to be grounded, just I want my body, I need it all back in the body, please. But yeah, it just it was like, okay, they took me literally. You want on the ground, we'll get you there. Boom.
Face first, unfortunately. Yeah, that's not fun.
Well, there for a while, I had to, the lessons I had to learn, they were, with that 2x4, so they were helping make sure that I was getting the lessons I needed.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a fun job.
No.
I have a strange relationship with California. I just don't like it.
I didn't
I have so
last.
many friends that love it, but I just my energy just does not do, I go wide open there as far as psychically goes. Anytime I get anywhere near an ocean or a large body of water like that, I really open up.
Oh yeah. And it's like literally the floodgates open. And it's too much for my body. I can't take it.
Yeah, I need the
It's too much.
mountains. I don't go up there much anymore, but it's just, having it, just being in this area, suits me. I love Denver. I'm so lucky to be in this area because we have so many spiritually minded people, and I'm not saying religious, but just
No, I
spiritually
got it. I got you.
minded, who wants to grow, who want to grow, and the healing modalities and the
Open
fairs. Oh, I'm going to be at
minded.
a fair on the 17th at St. Andrew's Church. It's in Arvada. I'll post stuff about that. I don't
Yeah.
do too many fairs anymore, but I have some favorite ones. I mostly go just to connect with the people I like and have fun and trade a lot.
Isn't it interesting though? It's
Oh,
interesting though how
yeah.
the different areas of the, you and I both had the same reaction to California. I was in the desert for a while, so that was a different plane.
Oh,
Then I went
yeah.
up to Flagstaff, which is higher in altitude than Denver is. And I love that mountain. I just love that mountain. But my vertigo would kick in, and I couldn't go out and look up at the sky, even though they had the, what's that, the dark law or light law or whatever they call it, where you don't have a lot of night lights out where you can see the sky. I can't remember the name of the law, but I couldn't enjoy it because because the vertigo would kick in. But you thrive up in the mountains, and now I'm back in the Midwest, which is called the Heartland. So I'm all about the heart.
Well, I was raised in Nebraska, and spent a
Yeah.
lot of time in Missouri, so that's why we get
Right.
along.
Yeah.
We're
We have
those
that.
people.
Yeah. We were told to pull up our bootstraps and keep on going, and that's what we've
Oh, and my youngest daughter was born there, and she looked at a picture of you. She says, "I feel like I know her."
Yeah, we're connected for sure. Well, I think we're at our break time, so what we're going to do when we come back, we'll probably chit chat more. As you can tell, we've got lots to talk about always. But when we come back, we'll jump into the chat room and see if anybody has any questions they would like us to answer or any comments or
Excellent.
anything. Feel free to get in there and put your messages in. And oh, sorry about that. I didn't turn that off. That's my little reminder to drink my water. So everybody knows now I need to drink my water for today. So anyhow, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
So all we have is Renee and
Rain.
usually not
Rain.
more than that.
Well, I think there's some people that are on. They haven't made.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome back to Strands of Wisdom with Kay Dragan and myself, Peggy. We're glad to have you here. We saw the messages in the chat room, and the Renee, we're going to start with you. You said that you wanted to get Reiki or energy healing for your sister Rachel, and we have her permission. And while we appreciate that, Kay and I both got the hint that you would need some that you need some
Yes.
healing as well. So would you want us to do that for you? You could type in the let's see if I can refresh. As long as you don't mind, we have your permission. I think we do. But she's not saying anything here yet. I don't see it yet.
Well, I'm going to say yes, she does.
I think so too. So you
Yeah,
go for it. You
she's
started.
here, so
Yeah.
With Renee, they're talking about your breathing and your third eye area. It seems like there's been a little bit of kind of clogged or something. I don't know if you had a cold or something that was kind of repressing, or it kind of looks like clouded over your third eye area. And they're talking about some kind of tea that you drink that will help kind of clear that out. And I'm seeing like a berry, like a mulberry, blueberry, something like that, a berry type of tea that's going to help kind of clear that out. And it also clears out things in your mind. Helping, and we're talking about the receptors happening within your brain, the receptors getting back charged again. So if you don't mind, we're going to go ahead and we're going to do some Reiki energy over the top of your head, around your brain area, the left side and the right side, and working with the receptors to help reinforce and help them connect it in the appropriate way. It's like a couple of them are not connecting to the right place, which is very interesting to see. But you have to give yourself the credit for this, because we're just making you aware of these things. And the divine is working with you. You have so much power within you to help correct anything that's going on with you. So duly note that you are what we're hearing is you have a lot of grace, and you need to know that. And it does seem like some of that has been clouded in your head, and there's been a little bit of denial. Well, no, I don't have that. I'm not that great. Or there's something that's kind of giving you those messages that you're not that powerful being, but you are. You are
Yeah,
that powerful being.
what I'm hearing right there as you're saying that is to reiterate just what you said, because the first thing I picked up on was the with the third eye, the cloudiness is something that you're not releasing, you're not letting go of. It's something that's like the broken record. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I could whatever. And you're ready to release it, but you're holding on to it for whatever reason. So like Kay said, you've got to know that you truly are, you're the divine's creation, and you've got the strength and the power, and you just need to let go of this broken record, release it, let it go. So we're going to help you with that.
Exactly.
Earn this energy. Go ahead, Kate.
Okay. And now we're going to the throat area, and know that as we do this, that some of this energy is going to, is it your sister?
Yes,
Her
sister.
sister, some of that's going to her too.
Rachel.
And it's showing me from the solar plexus area to her, opening up that, because she's kind of been blocked a little bit as far as accepting the energy and the hope of getting hope. She needs hope for the future and for what's happening in her life. So we're sending that energy through you to her. So don't never discount yourself. But this is just the way that the divine is showing me that it's going through you in your solar plexus area and to her into her solar plexus area. I think that's it. And they're showing me the belly button, and I think that it has to do with the two of you being sisters, and that beautiful, powerful divine connection that you two have that needs to be brought back up. And it just seems like there's a lot of darkness, not in a bad way, but it could be depression or just not feeling well, that she's having, and we're pumping her full of light at this point. And it's just like the divine has lit up a couple of cells there, and that's going to grow. The cells are going to lighten up one by one, especially in the lung area and the heart area, and the esophagus in that area also. So we don't want to push it too fast, too far. It's already has a life of its own and moving towards her entire body and going through the areas. A beautiful rainbow I'm seeing around in her aura. That's, it's just hanging there, protecting her. It's her guides, her teachers, protecting her and supplying her with the light that she needs, the love that she needs, before, so other healing can come in. Go ahead,
I'm
Pam. Go.
hearing it's kind of like a time capsule that we've set off into the body. So the energy's not running so fast. It's a time release capsule kind of. So
Yes.
that does that resonate? That's how they're showing it to me with that. And she put in here. I don't know if she's talking about herself or her sister, but she put allergies.
Okay.
Really, allergies is usually just an irritant of something in your life. So maybe look at that.
Okay.
But
I'm just,
I do feel it clearing. I do see. I love your visual of the rainbow because and that's when they show me the time capsule of it just kind of bursting out and just kind of almost like glitter floating down through the body, through the system.
Now, Renee, we're going down through your thighs and through your knees, down your legs, and down into the soles of your feet, and connecting you to the earth. So you have that grounding experience in bringing. So they're also talking about you bringing some of the things that you've wanted in the past, your manifestations, bringing those forward into life right now. And I see a little look of surprise on your face as something manifests for you in the near future here. So, don't be surprised by that. I see you saying, well, I'm not holding my breath, but something coming through for you, very nice. And Ganesh, Lord Ganesh, working with you for you to kind of clear a path and allow your abilities to come in much stronger. Some beautiful heart energy coming through you, and it's so interesting that this energy is coming through you and to your sister. You talked for her. You spoke up for her to receive that healing energy. But this bright, wonderful, multicolored energy. Light is coming through you and around your heart area. And the more we talk and the more we send that energy through, it will be happening. They said you might have trouble sleeping tonight. So make sure you close your aura too at night. Sometimes I forget to do that because I'm out there all the time, working, on 1-2 and being open to calls all the time. We have that kind of open and closed thing, and sometimes we forget to close it, but they're encouraging you to close that tonight so you can get the sleep that you need. And they're working on your eyes. They're really working on you, but know that your sister is benefiting from this.
And also, what I'm hearing, there's no reason why the two of you can't work on each other. I
Yes.
think that maybe she's interested in, I don't know if you guys have talked about this, any kind of energy work or whatever, but it might be something that you look into and then maybe practice on each other, if you will, for lack of a better word. Because I do, I'm like, hey, I really see the connection between the two of you is very strong. And, like Kay said, by you asking for your on behalf of your sister, when you're doing a healing for somebody, the energy runs, in my opinion, from the divine down through you and out of you to the person that you're working on. And so, And so whenever you do a healing for someone, and also in my opinion, because that energy comes through you out to them, you're also giving yourself a little bit of a healing.
Yes. And and working with her and doing that, it's going to give her a source of empowerment, and she really needs that.
I think they both do. I mean, it really feels like it's two peas in a pod. So I'm hearing the old saying, two peas in a pod. Okay, let's see what else. Hold on. I was trying to refresh and I refresh it clear off the page.
Well, Renee, I hope that this really helps you and helps your sister.
Let's see here. She goes, I could feel that. Thank you, ladies. The best.
Oh,
Well, you
good.
are so welcome. She said, we're both interested in energy healing. Well, I think you both need to pursue it.
Yes,
Look up
absolutely.
Charlie. Look up Charlie on the internet,
Yeah.
on the Facebook. Let's see. Maureen says, hey, Kay, Peggy, Jay, and 20 friends. Kay, hope you're feeling better. Been a tough 2 weeks with some maturing orthopedic setbacks. Would love a reading. I'm supposed to leave Saturday to visit our traveling BFFs at their home in South Carolina.
What I'm getting right away is I hope you're going to see somebody before that, because I don't know if it's massage or if it's chiropractic, something like that. Because I feel like it's one spot, it's underneath your butt on one side. It
I
might
feel it
be
on the
the
right
right side.
side.
Yeah, the right side. And then what they're showing me is the other hand on your shoulder. So that's I'm sure you wanted some healing, so that's what we're doing right now, is putting that energy there. And it seems like that is going towards the heart also. That energy is going towards the heart, that heart area. I wouldn't be surprised if some of that pain is radiating into the heart area. They're talking about the nerve endings and things happening there. And a lot of clarity. You have to keep a lot of clarity in your life and put one foot in front of the other and really pay attention, because like we said, the world is just kind of rocking right now, and I'm not really sure what is happening. I should investigate that a little more astrologically or whatever, but it just seems like it's rocking right now, and we are not as connected with our minds and bodies as we should be or normally are, because there's this great shift that has happened, and it's coming. We have a new moon coming on Friday, so that's going to hit and make some difference. We're in the sign of Aquarius, we are in Aquarius, period. So that energy is very strong, and I just feel this electrical pulse kind of going from that area on up that we're working on right now. Do you want to go ahead, Peggy?
Yeah, what I'm picking up and her lower back and going down the right leg, it almost feels like there's some hesitancy on stepping into the future of what the future holds for you. It's almost like you're a little bit reluctant to step forward for whatever reason. So what I'm hearing for you is to, again, I would recommend getting checked out before you take the road trip. If you need a massage or chiropractic or something like that beforehand, but also look at maybe what you're holding on to that's time to let go of. And I think that by doing that, and again, referring back to your heart, I feel like it'll get to the heart of the matter and you can get it resolved quickly. So that's what I'm hearing for that.
Yeah, that and the connecting. Now I'm switching over to the other side, and moving my left hand under that other side, the left side of your butt there, and up on that shoulder, the right hand to kind of balance this. And I'm seeing this beautiful crisscross energy that is supportive and holding, like the old commercials of the maiden form bras or whatever, that the support and all that.
Across your heart wins, and
Yes,
then
that's right. That's right. And what it's doing is really giving you that support in those muscles and such. And I'm kind of seeing a little lump, I guess, on your back. It's probably a stress kind of lump that and a good massage therapist would be able to work out and work
I
on.
call it a knot.
Yeah, and
I
I don't
call it
know
a
if you
knot.
work with red light therapy, but they're telling me that red light therapy would be very, very good for you
Very good.
at this point right now and helping you to kind of get over the hump of this, of what's going on. Do you have anything, Peggy?
Yeah, I got when you said the red light therapy, I mean, it all lit up for me. So I think that's really what our body's calling for over there, specifically. Again, when it feels like it's old stuff that's ready to be released, you just haven't released it yet.
Right. I'm just doing a little scanning around your body, and you can do this every day. Scan your body. And I'm getting, something kind of right below your belly button in that area, that chakra there, and we're moving a little bit of energy, that beautiful orange energy, moving that because there's a little bit of stuck, kind of dark, kind of energy, and we're going to release that and let that go. And I think that has to do with the pain level, because when we
Yeah.
get in pain, sometimes we're stuck. It's like, taking that breath, going and sticking there. So do some breathing exercises and breathing work into that area, and make sure that you get out in the sun as much as you can. And there's something about appreciation. I don't know if you don't feel like you're appreciated. And you can't put that on everybody else. They don't appreciate me. They don't appreciate me. It's you that needs to appreciate you. Doesn't make any difference about
Yes.
them. It's you that appreciates you. That's the important part. And I also see some kind of maybe a research process project that you might get involved with or be interested in. And it could be just, volunteering time or something, or just something that you're interested in, but definitely go for it because you do have some things to add to this. And of course it's around women, surrounded by female energy, and working with this type of thing. And it's not anything that's going to tie you down or to something, but it does seem like something that you're interested in. It's almost like you're intellectually kind of languishing right now because you're having a lot of fun and doing a lot of great things, but there's something that needs to be fed. There's something that
You're
wants
like,
feeding.
yeah, I'm hearing she really likes to help people. And I feel like you're kind of out of balance with that right now. It's like you're, I think you stepped away from your job or retired. It feels like you're maybe out of, like Kay said, out of sorts because you're looking for another venue, so to speak. But I'm also hearing, I keep hearing the word stretching for you. So whether it's stretching your ideas of what you would like to do or could do, or stretching your body, and slow, gentle movements. I'm feeling,
Yes.
I'm hearing the word stretching, underline exclamation points. So, whatever that feels like for you, but they're saying it pretty intensely on my end.
Yes.
But I think you're going to have a good trip. Get yourself together and enjoy your time with your friends know that you're being looked after, that's for sure.
Right.
So we hope that helps, Maureen. We have another one. I know we're getting kind of close on time here, but this young lady, I still can't say your neighbor. I think it's
Quelly?
Quelly, that's it, Quelly.
Yeah.
She said, blessings, Peggy and Kay. And I just got a message for you as I was reading this, was that there's something you've been hoping and wishing for, and it feels like with the springtime, girl, hang on, because it's headed your way.
Yeah.
So whatever that, do you feel that, Kay? I
Yeah, I
just feel
do. I
this
do.
bright
I feel
sunshine
hearts around
happiness,
it.
yeah. So it feels really good.
Wow.
I hope that helps you.
We didn't even get into the Valentine's energy. Wow.
And
Okay.
even talking about the wacky energy, we didn't even get into the fact that both of our four-legged kids have been like Velcro kids. I mean,
Yeah.
no matter what we do, they're like right there and being insistent and wanting their own way. And Kay and I kind of decided that I guess they've really trained us well now. I guess
Yes, they have. They
we've
have
completed
trained us
our
well.
training, Kay.
We have. So let's see. I think we saw everybody here.
Yeah, I'm
Did
refreshing
we
my
say
memory.
hello
I
to everybody? I guess.
think we did. We said
Wasn't there
Renee
Maya?
and Maureen and I'm sorry, what?
Maya?
I don't have a Maya. Maybe you're set up on your end and not on my end.
course, I might be in the wrong. Who knows?
Maybe there's a Maya out there that wants to say hi.
Yes, that's right. Probably.
So, I think we're running out of time here, but I want to
We are.
again thank each and every one of you for showing up today. We really appreciate it. And again, you can private message either one of us if you're interested in us doing a healing session with you, because we'd like to kind of get that together. And Kay, you have anything else except for we'll be back
I
next?
don't have anything else except for, thanks for being here. I love being here myself, and we appreciate you so much.
Very, very much. And either one of us, if you want just a reading, you can reach either one of us at 12listen.com. And then again, we're here on 12radio.com, and you can listen to, once we get it downloaded and stuff, you'll be able to listen to the replay, or the other shows are already on, what do they call it? Not replay. What do they call it? I'm having a brain fart. What is it? Oh, well, you know what I'm
It's
saying.
replay, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Anyhow, until next week. Sending you all blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. Take care.
And thank you, Jay, so much
Oh, yes, Jay. Thank you so much.
for producing this. I know.
Bye.